The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord
Christ. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. We all have so many God-given gifts to be grateful for. I hope you take some time today to count your own blessings. Here at the monastery, we are particularly grateful for 116 years of prayer and worship in this location in West Park. 116 years. The 16 monks who call this monastery home are the stewards of 26 stunning acres of river-hugging land and 75,000 square feet of beautiful buildings dating back to 1902, 1921, and 1965. We wouldn't be the stewards of this wonderful inheritance without the vision, care, hard work, and commitment of generations of monks and benefactors of this monastery. Today, we give thanks for each one of them. We hope more monks and benefactors will continue in their tracks for generations of prayer and worship to come on these hallowed grounds. And we pledge ourselves to continue to be visionary, careful, hardworking, and committed to the flourishing of monastic life in this place. 3 years ago, we started planning our Open Doors, Open Hearts capital campaign. The impetus came from the need to upgrade the Church of St. Augustine, which will celebrate its own centenary in 2021. We wanted to raise the necessary funds soon enough to hopefully complete all the improvements before celebrating that milestone. You're already enjoying some of those improvements, including the HVAC units that are enabling this room to be at 68 degrees today rather than 55. Thanks be to God. Of course, there was a need for capital improvements beyond just our worship space. So we widened the scope of the campaign to encompass our ministry of hospitality, our financial sustainability, as well as our worship. Today, we are officially closing the full year of public solicitations for our Open Doors, Open Hearts capital campaign. If you didn't contribute yet,
don't worry.
We won't refuse further gifts to the campaign, but we will stop asking. By the generosity of over 350 donors, we have been very successful in this campaign. Our initial goal was to collect pledges for $2,550,000. To date, the capital campaign has received pledges totaling $2,658,000. We are blessed indeed with benefactors who understand the value of the life and ministry of this monastery. We are blessed and we are very grateful. In a few moments, we will bless all the pledge cards received in our Open Hearts, Open Doors capital campaign to honor the many givers who contributed to our efforts. Thank you for a successful fundraising campaign. Thank you. And to every one of you who sustains us in prayer, in companionship, in volunteering and treasure, thank you very much indeed. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise